Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Servant Leadership Institute podcast, a production of the Servant Leadership Institute in Carlsbad, California. We are an organization where education meets action. Our mission is to inspire and equip the people we influence. Our broadcast today features Christina Adelizzi, who is Business Operations Coordinator with SLI. Christina has been with the organization for the past 2.5 years and has really become the planning hub for the organization and its numerous events and projects. In that role, she has many different people she comes into contact with and influences. And because she serves so diligently and brings a millennial perspective, we couldn't wait to have her share her story. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Carol.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. So now that you've been associated with us for a really long time, like 2.5 years, what does a servant leader look like in your eyes?
To me, a servant leader is someone who cares about other people. They care about their well-being. They're selfless. And, you know, they look at, if you're looking at an organizational perspective, you know, they don't see themselves at the top. They see themselves trying to equip others and inspire others and really be there for people, which is actually something that's not very common.
Yeah. Can you think of somebody in your life that you would say, well, that's a servant leader for me? Personal or professional, doesn't, you know, either one.
I could say that, I mean, I work with many servant leaders as I work in the Servant
Good
Leadership
answer,
Institute.
Christina.
But, you know, someone that I think really is a servant leader to me is Robin. She's always there to listen and to help with problems that come up or issues, and she's really been a great role model for me.
Yes, and for those of us obviously who aren't familiar with Robin, Robin is the president of SLI, so we've had the pleasure of serving with her for the last several years. So that's great. Can you share with us a little bit about the culture that you came from prior to joining the Servant Leadership Institute?
Sure. So I came from the traditional power model structure. It was a university, private, so, you know, kind of went to the beat of their own drum, I guess we could say. You know, they had, you know, in a university setting, they have the tenure in place, so, you know, people can't be removed from positions, and there's lots of red tape kind of going on. So I worked for someone who was very demeaning, kind of saw himself as, you know, I'm the head of this department. I think took that very seriously in the sense that, you know, this is my job is to control others. And, you know, I don't know if it had anything to do with me being young or just, you know, what, but he was demeaning and would, he didn't think that, you know, that I knew what I was doing or had all the answers to questions, thought I asked silly things and should just know what I'm doing all the time. And just, I think he really thought that degrading people made him feel more powerful.
How do you think that affected you, not, well, at work, but also outside of work?
It affected me a lot. Basically, you know, it was so bad that there were times where I would go home from work just in tears, and it was kind of a daily thing that happened that kind of ended up kind of boiling over. There was a particular instance where he got really mad about, you know, something that went wrong, and he came into my office that I shared with another employee. And just started, I mean, he was screaming. I mean, literally, it was,
wow.
It was so bad. And when he left, the employee that I worked with in the office said, you know, what just happened, you know, he was yelling so loud I had to turn up the volume on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, it was just this constant, I feel like I'm not good enough. Why aren't I doing a good enough job? And that would go into my personal life because I would go home feeling like, what's wrong with me? And, you know, I just didn't, I felt really crummy about myself. And I thought, you know, this can't be the way I should live my life. Like, there has to be another option. I can't function and be normal and feel happy.
Yeah. So if we sort of fast forward mm-hmm. the tape, and you came and were able to get a position with Datron World Communications initially,
mm-hmm.
and then made the transfer to the Servant Leadership Institute, how do you think that affected you as you started that new job?
Yeah, well, coming into, you know, Datron, you know, I knew their values and what they were and that they were a servant-led company, all those types of things, but I didn't really know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that model looked like. I didn't know that there was someone like Art, you know, who takes the time to really invest his own personal time in his employees and wants to see them succeed and wants to help them get to where they want to go. Because it's always, to me, it was always you step on other people's toes to get where you need mm-hmm. to go, and mm-hmm. there's no just kind of helping each other out. And so it was a very foreign model to me, and it took me a while to kind of get used to it. But now that I'm in it, I can't imagine not working in a servant-led company.
Yeah. So what kind of changes have you noticed in yourself since joining the company? And also, you know, you did experience actual formal servant leadership training, which all Datron employees have, as well as Servant Leadership Institute employees. What kind of changes did you see or have you seen?
I don't know, I think everyone experiences some kind of growth, whether it's with their team or, you know, personally, just learning really effective tools like goals, roles, process, you know, team building, how to have difficult conversations, all those things are, you know, things that I didn't know how to deal with or, you know, how to use those kind of things. So, I mean, the training really, it kind of just turns your perspective of how things kind of can operate and how you can do a job and be successful and, you know, support each other as a team and, you know, empower each other.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that that's affected you in your personal life as well?
It definitely has. My husband recently got moved to a manager position in his job, and just through kind of the things I talk about in servant leadership and how we operate here, you know, he thought, you know, as a manager, I want to be someone that people feel comfortable coming to, and just you know, not, he wanted to be someone that made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said to me one night, he's like, you know, I think that what that is servant leadership, you know. And so it was really cool to know that, you know, it does impact your personal life and you don't always realize it because you're just at home, you know, you're talking about the conferences or things we're doing, but it really does impact them and whether you realize it or not, which is really cool.
Yeah. You know, I can really appreciate your story about leaving your previous company because I experienced something extremely similar. And the episode of having a person in a leadership position yell and scream when, you know, you're like an innocent individual is a very, very difficult thing to deal with. And for me, it was really the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes.
And I knew at that point that I had to get out of that environment because it was really going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely our gain that you're with us and that you have the background that you have. and have really taken to servant leadership and really taken it to heart. So what do you think is your biggest challenge in practicing servant leadership?
There's a lot of challenges. I think just, I almost feel like sometimes when I talk to Robin, you know, they're growing pains almost of just, it really hits you on a personal level because it makes you look at yourself and you know, how are you equipping others? How are you serving others? What can you do better? You know, personally, where do you want to grow? So it really causes you to take a different look at things about yourself.
Yeah. So that self-assessment, you know, in companies that practice a power model, there is, I believe, more of a philosophy of if I don't do something, I want to do something correctly so that I don't get punished, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I do it wrong. With servant leadership, there's I hear you and I hear a desire to do things better mm-hmm. because you want to help other people, because you want the team to succeed, because you want the company to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a completely, as you've said, it's a completely different approach,
mm-hmm.
which is really great. So if you had your crystal ball in front of you and could see 5 years into the future, what would you like to see SLI, or Servant Leadership Institute, where would you like to see us, what would you like to see us accomplish?
I think, you know, we're doing a really good job right now of really getting the word out there and trying to inspire others to change. But if we can really let people know that we're here to help you implement servant leadership and help them understand that, you know, when you do use servant leadership, you do get good results because people are more motivated to come into work and just more inspired. And so if we can figure out a way to really impact a large number of people, whether that's through conferences or trainings or whatever we do, I really hope that people get the chance to see that because it is such a different world and a great world being in the servant leadership world instead of the power model world.
You know, Christina, not too long ago, Art Barter, who, for those folks who don't know, is the owner and CEO of Servant Leadership Institute, told us a really interesting fact, and that was that the Gallup organizations, their research has shown that Americans are lonelier than ever before. And back in the 70s, when Robert Greenleaf was doing all of his writing on servant leadership, his beautiful, groundbreaking work on servant leadership, I think part of Mr. Greenleaf's rationale was to try and build community in the workplace. And that, you know, just the byproduct of servant leadership would bring people closer together at work. And I think that, you know, it's had some really unexpected results in that now, you know, community has just, that concept of building community has just sort of exploded.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, especially now with the addition of social media, we have this great ability to be able to get out, you know, information and content and things that will really engage people and want them to learn more about servant leadership. And you know, Greenleaf didn't have that ability back in the day, so we have a really great opportunity to be able to create a community through that, being able to reach out to people and engage them that way too.
Yeah, and I know you guys in that aspect of social media really have a whole program that you've been working in order to build our community. And that's been really neat to watch. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, you know, we try to every month come up with different themes, you know, different topics for content that people might find interesting. We also just, you know, we really want to put out information that people want to know or that people didn't know about before.
Yeah. We've also tackled it in a couple of different ways in our training. I know you experienced servant leadership training. I did as well. But I think one of the things that happens as you learn that, for example, we're all leaders in relation to someone, that we have this common ground when we've been trained.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, one of the byproducts of that, is people feeling like they are part of a community.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And also just people knowing that they have the ability to influence others, you know, no
mm-hmm.
matter what their position is in the organization, they have the ability to, you know, help make a difference.
Yeah. So this really neat thing occurred not too long ago with one of our customers who we did a presentation for. It's Northrop Grumman and one of their divisions. And they decided that they wanted to form what they called a community of practice. So they took our training, initial training that we gave them, and they then asked us to break it down into smaller, shorter components. So they recruited 30 managers who are now meeting together, learning about servant leadership behaviors. And then once they go through that learning amongst themselves, basically, they will turn around and recruit other managers to also have this training. So what you have is this really organic plan of people learning about how to behave in servant-led ways and them turning around and sharing that information with other people and their community just keeps expanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, we have a lot of people who, you know, have come to our conferences or done trainings or workshops with us, and, you know, they get inspired, and then that creates kind of a community of people who, you know, see that what we're doing and the impact it can make, and so that in itself becomes a community, and a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, return to the conferences. They want more information, so that's a great way to get people. Servant leadership brings people together.
Right, and you know, we can see them jumping in and starting to retweet things that we have, or even live tweeting from our different events, which has been really exciting.
Yeah, it's great to see people really engaging and, you know, seeing people at the conference, like you said, retweeting or doing their own tweets, and to kind of see just what people are talking about and their thoughts about servant leadership and how excited they are and just how it's so impactful is great.
Right. So really, I think with building this community, I think answers this need for people. Maybe they can't afford a big training program. Either from a time standpoint or a dollar standpoint. There are ways to get the information that they need, and through building this community, that's one of those ways.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's through community is shared information. And, you know, a good example, I think, of that too is, you know, having small group conversations, you know, meeting regularly with people to talk about servant leadership and challenges and, you know, what that is. That's a really small way to kind of engage in the servant leadership conversation, but also, you know, a way to kind of, again, build that kind of community too with others.
Yeah, that's really important and a really, really effective way to be able to share information with one another and also share challenges.
Mm-hmm.
The small groups that I have been involved in, which we consider to be really a key component of implementing servant leadership, have been vital because it's a safe place. You can talk about things and not have to worry about, you know, someone else being in, you know, overhearing you and that causing issues for you. So small groups have really been very powerful in implementation. And I've been in my small group, gosh, since probably 2006 or seven, probably. So is very powerful. Again, a community, but literally a small community.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of different ways that community has become so important in servant leadership, I think, for all of us.
Mm-hmm. And I think servant leadership really builds community in the workplace with this whole idea of sharing information and
mm-hmm.
empowering each other. It creates a more collaborative type of community,
right.
An open environment that is just so wonderful to work in.
Yeah, that feeling of I've got your back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and knowing that I can go to the person in another department and get information that I need, and I don't have to worry about, they're going to talk behind my back, or they're going to hold this over my head, or whatever, you know, use some kind of political manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of walls just get broken down
mm-hmm.
when people realize how much more effective they can be and happier they
mm-hmm.
can be when they approach things with a servant's heart.
Yeah, it makes me think about how Art always talks about how he doesn't have an org chart. and just how great that is, because I think people always think, well, there's this series of people I have to go through to get to the top, or, you know, laterally or whatever. And it really, like you said, it breaks down those barriers of whether it's information or just whatever it might be. You know, you always know that you can go to anyone. And they're not going to say, oh, no, I'm sorry, you have to go to this person before you can get to
right.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you feel proudest of when it comes to your work here? If you look back over what you've done.
I think it always hits me when we're at conferences and you see how it impacts people and how they talk about how it's just changed their lives. It's also really inspirational to see young people who, you know, come to our conference or, you know, engage with us on social media, and to see how inspired they are and to say, wait a minute, I don't want to continue what's happening in the workplace now. I want to actually enjoy what I do and work for people that want me to be successful.
Great. So is there one word or piece of advice you'd like to give our audience about servant leadership or their approach to servant leadership?
Servant leadership is hard, but it's a daily practice. It's worth it in the end. And if you can, you know, grow personally and help others, it's very rewarding.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And thanks so much to our audience for listening. In future podcasts, we plan to explore more of what we call servant leadership experiences with people who are inspired to lead from the heart. Intrigued by what you've heard? You can find out more about the Servant Leadership Institute and the services we offer at www.servantleadershipinstitute.com. And we want to hear about your servant leadership experiences, so shoot us an email at info@servantleadershipinstitute.com.